The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hello, everyone. This is Ellen Wells, and I am back with another edition of the Just Veggies podcast. If you don't know who I am also the author of the Just Veggies blog, which you can find right here at Planter's Place. So please, you know, give that a read if you'd like. Today we will be talking about a disease of some crops that are just coming into their own. So this is late summer, fall. And the disease I'm talking about is Alternaria leaf spot. I'll say that again, Alternaria leaf spot. And it pops up in brassicas. So the Brassicaceae is a family of plants that includes broccoli, all the brassicas. So that's broccoli, cauliflower, kohlrabi, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, lots of other things. And mainly broccoli. You're going to, when you hear me talk about this, think broccoli, and it'll just be easier for you to imagine. Okay. Alternaria leaf spot. So this might be popping up on your broccoli this time of year, and also on your Brussels sprouts, like I said, and cauliflower, and all those other members of the brassica family. And they are popping up this time of year, and by this time of year, I'm talking about late summer, early fall, because this disease pops up when it is getting to be cool out, cool and moist. So I learned about this from the Extension Service at the University of Massachusetts. They put out this ultra informative, very wonderful thing, newsletter, I think once a month, and it's called the Vegetable Notes. So if you are interested, just Google University of Massachusetts Extension Service Vegetable Notes and you should find it. So this issue that I read was from August of 2024. And it was saying that Alternaria leaf spot is, like I said, going to be popping up. It is a common disease of brassicas, especially in the Northeast, which is where I am, in Massachusetts. I'm sure it's other places as well. It's something to keep your eye out for, like I said, during a seasonal turnover when temperatures kind of vary and you've got the like warm days, cool nights, and things get moist. So when I say moist, I'm talking about, rain, and we've had a lot of rain this summer. Dew, we've had lots of dew. Can't remember walking outside in the morning without getting my feet wet, walking the dogs very early. So there's lots of dew outside. And humidity is also moisture. It's moisture in the air. So, yeah, it's going to be popping up this time of year, and it's likely going to continue through fall. So, heads up for this disease to spread in the coming months. So, what exactly is Alternaria leaf spot? That is a very good question. Thank you for asking. Brassicas are, like I said, the main target for this thing. They can be impacted by a bunch of different species of a fungus called Alternaria. It's in the genus Alternaria, and there are ones that specifically impact brassicas, and I will try to pronounce the Latin name. So it's Alternaria brassicae, B-R-A-S-I-C-A-E, and Alternaria brassicicola, that's it, brassicicola. B-R-A-S-S-I-C-I-C-O-L-A. I think that's it. Those are the ones that are specifically targeting brassicas. Think broccoli. Okay, now how do you know you have Alternaria leaf spot? That's another good question. So when you have leaf spots, they are spots on your leaves. They appear as small black dots on leaves that are entirely encircled, well, the dots are encircled, not the leaves, by like a light brown ring. Now, as these spots grow, They become lesions. That's one of the words in the English language I dislike the most. Lesion. So they become lesions and round spots with concentric rings that look kind of like a bullseye or a target. Also, as they enlarge, the spots kind of meld into one another, so they become one big beigey, crusty, necrotic, meaning dead, spot on your leaf. And if left unchecked, or if you don't take the leaf off, the leaf might drop off anyway, right? Anyway, so these lesions appear on older leaves first, and then the older leaves are usually at the base of the plant, and as the disease progresses, it travels kind of up the plant, so the younger leaves will eventually get it. And here's the thing, it's not just on the leaves. Remember, think of that broccoli plant. You've got the leaves, and then you've got the head of broccoli. And sometimes that mass of florets will become kind of necrotic looking as well, like a spot of it. So you might have a beautiful green head of broccoli, and there'll be like a, I don't know, quarter size brown spot, and that will be your alternaria leaf spot. And it's not just on heads of broccoli, it could be on cauliflower and cauliflower. Okay, so you know what it looks like now. How does it spread? That's another very good question. So the method of infection is, so if you think of fungal diseases travel by spores most typically. And spores can be thrown about in other directions to other plants in various means. Number one, let's think about this. The spores can be on your head of broccoli, let's say, or your broccoli leaves, and those leaves fall off and they are in your garden and you don't rake them up, or they get blown to the side and they just stay as leaf litter in your garden. They can kind of hibernate for the winter and then pop up again when the next available broccoli plant is available for it to invade. So an important thing is to clean your garden. But back to the spores. So alternaria spores can get spread in numerous ways. They can blow in the wind. They can actually be on the seed that you plant. So, you know, if you got some seed from a friend who somehow harvested their broccoli seeds, what you want to... Oh, I'll tell you later in a second. Hold on. So they can travel through wind. They can travel on your seeds. They can be splashed through water. So when it rains or when you irrigate your plants, the spores can splash to another plant. And they can also travel, not just the spores of this thing, but the actual disease can be kind of carried on the backs of flea beetles. So these spores and the disease can be, the little flea beetles hip hop from place to place, and they can transport the disease that way. Don't you love my technical terms? The flea beetles hip hop and they travel, hitchhike, and very technical terms. Anyway, okay, so back to alternaria. How do you control alternaria? Another good question. Remember I was talking about cleaning up your leaf litter? Clean up your leaf litter. That is the best, one of the best ways to do that. Another thing is to, collect and remove any plant material on your property. That's what I said. Don't compost it, by the way. Just remove it completely. Don't burn it, because that might release spores into the air. I've just recently heard about diseases being transported in smoke via forest fires, which is very interesting. Anyway, don't burn it. Just bag it up, put it in your trash, take it to the dump. Here's another thing. Refrain from planting successive brassica crops in the same spot or even close to each other. So let's say you have a plot in your garden that had some early season broccoli in it, and then you want to plant a late season broccoli or kale or something like that, kind of in a plot nearby. Don't. Because that might just transfer over and you might get even a longer progression of the disease. Keep your weeds to a minimum, because weeds can act as host plants. So just, you know, keep weeding. Don't like to weed? Mulch. Put down mulch to help prevent weeds. Do not water from overhead. Like I said, those spores can splash from plant to plant, so lower that possibility by doing sub-irrigation or drip irrigation, or, you know, I had put some canals, basically, in my vegetable garden, and I would just water this canal and it would seep in. So anything to do to prevent overhead watering is a very good way to prevent any disease from spreading. You can purchase, and I was alluding to this before, you can purchase disease-tolerant varieties of brassicas. There are a few varieties out there. You can just Google some. A quick Google search that I did brought up a couple of varieties. Emerald Jewel, this is broccoli. Emerald Jewel broccoli, Green Magic broccoli, and Marathon broccoli. And also, like I said, flea beetles can spread, so control your flea beetles. I had been controlling flea beetles before with a spinosad product, so check out what spinosad is. I've alluded to that in previous podcasts. Also, it seems the best approach to controlling alternaria and preventing its spread is to, like I said, just do smart gardening. Do all the things that you would normally do to control pretty much every disease out there. Keep your garden clean. Don't water from overhead. Don't water at night. And, you know, this time of year, your effort is waning. You might not get out and weed as much. But seriously, consistent effort in tamping down diseases, that'll pay off with a disease-free harvest at the end of your season. It's worth it. The work is worth it. That's how it goes for life, right? Anyway, that's it for me on the topic of alternaria in brassicas. And you have a great day in the garden.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.